Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Everybody shut up.
Choice on our show.
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, it's magic time.
Well, Alex, you have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The White House said to be looking into ways to shore up the economy, even as the president tweets, it remains very strong.
Despite the horrendous lack of vision by Jay Powell and the Fed rate over a fairly short period of time should be reduced by at least 100 basis points.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. But the White House pushing back against a report that it's looking into cutting payroll taxes. New numbers out from the Census Bureau show people born outside the U.S. are narrowing the economic gap with native-born U.S. citizens.
The findings show last year, foreign-born residents had higher rates of full-time employment than those born in the U.S., and naturalized citizens were more likely to have advanced degrees than those who were native-born, while immigrants who weren't citizens had higher rates of poverty, lower income, and less education compared with U.S.-born citizens.
Fox's Lisa Lucera. America is listening to Fox News.
Favorite radio station.
Good quality radio like this.
Happy National Radio Day.
Radio.
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 Transistor radio.
Radio.
Invisible airways crackle with light.
Just listen to the DJs on the radio station.
Yeah, maybe turn the radio up.
A morning show that gives you more big bang for your buck. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Penny, Penny, Penny.
Jay Scott and Emily Hayes.
Does it hurt?
Everything you do hurts.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I think the next time I have to speak to a call center in India, I'm going to try using an American accent.
It's a full-scale nerd alert.
Penny.
Sheldon.
Here comes three men and a lady.
And welcome and help us celebrate National Radio Day today. How about that? My name is Greg. I kind of orchestrate this band. Jay Scott will be joining us. Emily Hayes with the good news coming up. Right now we start with this very heavy air.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
The stage is set again today for turmoil in the atmosphere, and that turmoil led to some stronger storms yesterday. You may have had one at your house. Some people are telling me they didn't have a drop, and that is certainly the way that goes. We will be looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered to numerous across the area today. Hot and humid with a high temperature up to about 96 and the heat index near 105. Low tonight down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms. Still random, though. Highs in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices. And then Friday and Saturday, the frontal system that will be approaching the state will even kick up the rain chances another notch. So a decent chance on Friday and Saturday as well. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies at 73 degrees, 89% relative humidity. We have mostly clear skies at 609.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
This guy right here, he totally gets it.
Millions of people tuning in.
Now this is what the music industry is all about.
Shut your mouth, I can't hear the radio.
He has an iron grip on the store radio. He forces us to listen only to show tunes, even though we voted unanimously for adult contemporary.
Now! All we hear is...
just be here listening to my tunes.
And if you're thinking about changing the station,
don't you do it!
As we say in the radio business,
all we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Gaga.
Listen to this example of thrilling music in stereo.
Thrilling music in stereo. That's coming up in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting with today's lesson. And I have no idea what the song is, but he always picks something.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's your memory button.
I'm going to tease you, Stevie Wonder. It's a really good one.
All right, now, if you're doing summer songs, the one Stevie Wonder summer song is Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday, but that's a cold open.
Okay, it's not that one. It's another one from summer.
La Serie Amor. That would be number two on my summer Stevie Wonder song
list. It is not that one either.
Change
that button.
Right? I cut off my fingertips, part three.
What?
No, it's not Little Stevie Wonder, 12 years old.
Is it Sir Duke?
It's not Sir Duke, but that is a summer song.
How about
well.
You haven't done nothing? Summer 73.
Hey, that's a great song.
It is.
That is not the song today.
How about I Wish?
It is not off of the
Songs in the Key of Money.
Songs in the Key of Life.
That's a jam, too.
No, it's not. And that's a good song.
I used to call it Songs in the Key of
Money. So we've eliminated. What are we left with?
I just called
I Heard It Through
I
the Grapevine.
You.
I just. No, it's not. He didn't do that song.
I was trying to trick you. Trying to trick you early.
I'm glad we got. This is great. This is fun. You
pulling
went through
a little trickery.
You went through a lot of his summer songs.
That's the best I can do.
Should I tell you the year?
Yes.
Summer of Love, 1967.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
No, he didn't do that.
What are you doing?
Just guessing Motown songs. He was actually on Tamla Records, not Motown.
Exactly.
Well, forget all this crap, because we have something exciting for Menthol Meredith.
Yes. Jay, put your headphones on.
Menthol, I may play this every hour and all afternoon, too, because Menthol Meredith is doing keto.
Oh, Lord.
So that's the message. That's the label on it. And I can't wait because I've been doing it, I think, 6-7 weeks now.
It's been.
And I'm getting results, but I'd like to know how it's working for her.
When you turn sideways, I can't even see you.
Who are you, even?
BSB. First time in the history of the show that Rich Thomas set off the alarm. Yeah. So let's see what Menthol Meredith has to say about keto. You know who I'd really like to be hearing this?
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, maybe she's at home and giving Steven his breakfast, but she's the one that turned me on to keto.
Well, I'm on day three of this keto diet thing, and I would gladly give my right arm for a packet of barbecue sauce and a Diet Dr. Pepper right about now. Mm-hmm. You see, my friend Crystal has been my fattest friend my whole life, but then she started doing this keto diet thing, and now she's so dang skinny she looks like she could hang glide on a Dorito. When she told me I could eat all the butter, beef, and cheese I want and still lose weight, I told her, I said, slap me on the behind and call me Keto Karen. I was wondering if this diet was too good to be true, though. Like that time I did the cheese ball diet. The whole idea is that you eat nothing but cheese balls because they expand in your stomach and make you feel full. But 2 weeks later, all I had to show for it was orange fingertips and an even flabbier behind. Anyway, y'all wish me luck on this keto thing. It ain't all bad, though, because cigarettes are keto-friendly.
Yeah, that's... I don't think I'd be having the success I am if... I'm not advocating smoking, I'm just saying. I'm glad that I don't have to deprive myself of at least that one. And since I don't drink, that helps too. Because I think keto is hard to do if you have a little alcohol on a daily basis.
Tell me how food tastes this morning.
Oh, he's
been... Oh, yeah, you and your fasting.
I can see with my x-ray vision your food downstairs.
Oh, man, I'm terrible, aren't I?
Well, you know, I kind of crapped out today. It's not that you're not worth cooking for.
They kind of think that.
You really...
Well, let's face it.
I got to be...
Two stars are here.
You hand deliver the food to him.
How long has it been since I...
You make his sandwiches.
Since I cupped out to GNS. Come on.
My last...
That's never a cop-out.
I needed the extra time today for other important things, which I can't think of at the moment, but trust me, I had the
stuff.
Yeah. Let's get some local news here, and then our rocket scientist of the day.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The former mayor of Prattville, Gray Price, has died at the age of 76. Price served as mayor of Prattville from 1980 until 1992. Current Mayor Bill Gillespie says, quote, Gray Price's visionary leadership laid the foundation for Prattville to evolve into the city we are today. Crews are working to restore power in parts of Montgomery after storms moved through Monday evening. Montgomery Fire Station number 12 at the corner of Norman Bridge and East South Boulevard has minor roof damage. No injuries were reported. And Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll Incorporated and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck is this Saturday. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This radio show is not intended for listeners.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And of course, this is a tongue-in-cheek rocket scientist, not somebody we hope that NASA will hire. And we go to Canada, for this nominee name.
Canada.
Yeah, I invented that word. I should remember it.
In once a day, Canada.
This guy's name, Shamal Fernandopoul, a professor, well, at least he was, at Cape Breton University in Nova Scotia. He's been fired after a student complained that he told her, I guess Shamal is a girl, Shamal, and not a boy. I was thinking of Michael Jackson going, Shamal, you know.
No, it's not
that. Anyway, fired after he told a student that he would give better grades if she either had... I've really messed this up.
Why?
I've butchered this like a pig on Labor Day weekend.
That's quite a visual.
Yeah, it was the best I had.
Do you want to start over?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not going to be pouty like I was yesterday and just throw it away and then come back.
Literally throw it away.
I'm in a better mood.
I'm just thinking about barbecue pig.
Shamal Fernandopoul was a professor at Cape Breton University in Nova Scotia. Takes a lot to get fired. Well, mostly in America. This is Canada. We don't know what the rules are.
They probably give you multiple chances because they're nice.
He was trying to cut a deal with a female student and said she would get better grades if, A, she had did that with him. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Or, B, and I guess she had a choice, give him moose meat. What?
Hot diggity!
It's always better if you have the right sound effect. Sorry about that.
Jay's face.
Bullwinkle didn't blow out your ear.
The moose's mic is clearly labeled there on the...
M.M. How silly.
Moose mic.
She said, she gave it some thought and said
no
to the whoopee, but did bring moose meat. But once he handed over, he really started. He says, "You know, no, I don't want the money. I want you. I want."
That wasn't the offer. That wasn't part of the deal. It was moose meat or that.
Once this became known, yeah, obviously it was a lie. The deal was a lie. Mm-hmm, he really just wanted that.
Yep.
The moose meat was sort of like a bonus. Another student came forward with the same story, sex or moose meat. So Shamal was fired immediately. And it's going to be tough for this genius to find another job when your reason for termination at the previous gig was, well, I tried to cut a deal with a student.
Moose meat extortion.
Yeah, yeah. Applied Security protects you from these kinds of folks. 279-8338. And if you not only want to have top-notch security and get it at a better price, you owe it to yourself to call Mark and Vicky at 279-8338 and get an estimate for protecting your home or business. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. All right, at 620, we will check traffic. I already have the convoluted introduction for Random Facts, but it's so obvious I'm not particularly proud of it.
We're always proud of it. And you always downplay it before it happens.
I'm a big believer in lowered expectations with what I do. I think that's the way I roll.
Well, all right.
did that work in your dating world?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I just sent a suggestion for one of our tips. What are we talking about today?
Stuff.
The things that make you happiest in life. Oh. In fact, we're doing her good news segment from yesterday.
Oh.
We are? Oh, that's right.
The alternate good news segment she did yesterday.
Yeah, because we had to punt on the first one.
Yeah, because that was not...
Is today's okay so I don't do this again?
Yes, today's is okay, but the other one was just three quarters of the beginning of it was heavy.
We have animal stories today fear featuring the following creatures. A moose?
Hot figgity!
Again? Or sex?
No, just a moose. An alligator. A frog. And a kinkajou.
Walk into a bar.
Yeah. There's a conundrum.
Oh, thank you.
You can check that out, too. So today we got a $10 food on the gift certificate. We got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Is there anything else that they've ambushed us with at the last
Not period? Today. Tomorrow we will have biscuits tickets, but not today.
Hot biggity!
Stupid moose.
Thank you, Jay. All right, at 6:22, let's take our first look at the roads of Mr. Balake. And then we'll be back with a timeline for the 20th of August.
And find out what that Stevie Wonder song from 1967 is.
I know.
Oh, don't tell him.
Because I put it in.
We went through 20 songs.
I got to find out what this is. For once in my life?
Nope.
Dang, man. I mean, we've guessed a good number.
And a lot of the ones you guessed are summer songs.
Yeah.
Indeed.
A good number of them.
Yep.
6:22.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your early morning traffic, and things look good out on the roadways. We don't have any hang-ups on the interstates. The boulevard's moving along fine, and there's no delays on the 31s. Keep an eye out for school buses. They're out picking up kids this time of the morning. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long with free admission till 9 p.m. Live music starts at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, it's so much fun being 12 years old. Don't have to work all day. If I could do it again, I'd gladly take the field. Stressed out grown up man, watching kids on ESPN, this is how I feel. Oh, put me in coach, I need an escape. Today, I'm gonna have a stroke from slaving away all day. Woe is me, wish I could be in Little League.
At 6:28, let's cue the Piccolo Players with the timeline for the 20th of August. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
You know, on National Radio Day, that sounds like radio from 1965.
Did the Piccolo Players get more aggressive?
No, I like the Piccolo Players.
Okay.
I'm impressed with somebody who can put their lips over something and make music.
Yeah, but
that
when
doesn't sound right.
When they went to steroids, it was just awful. So National Radio Day, this is on the 232nd day of the year with 133 days left. You know, the first radio station was not KDKA Pittsburgh. The first commercial station was in Detroit. The call sign at the time, 8MK. It's now WWJ, News Radio 950.
I worked in Motor City at WRIF, which is actually kind of a legendary class rock. What?
I'm laughing because I heard a radio story from a talk show host in Cleveland. He says he was a little boy and he got a tour of WWJ, and this is when he decided he wanted to be in radio for a career, because there were staff announcers at the time in three-piece suits who would just read the paper all day, and every 15 minutes they would walk into a booth and turn a key and say, WWJ, Detroit. And then sit back down and read the paper. So he said, that's when I decided I wanted to be in radio.
What a gig.
Today's National Lemonade Day.
Oh, you know who has the best lemonade?
Minute Maid.
Countries.
Oh.
Yeah.
I used to make the country time with the powder. I used to like that a lot. It was low-cal.
I like the company, whoever they are, that is paying kids who are getting in trouble for having lemonade stands.
Is that Country Time?
Country Time, yeah. They'll pay for the...
That is just so cool.
They'll pay for whatever fine.
What a great campaign. First of all, it's stupid.
We had a kid who set up a lemonade stand on the curve where Woodmere Boulevard, when you cross the boulevard, goes into Old Bellwood West.
Yeah.
Right on the bend there one day, I saw it coming in, so I stopped and paid like... I just gave him $5 for lemonade.
Sure.
And came in and promoted it, and we eventually we had to stop because we started a traffic jam over there, which is really cool. And I did it again for a neighbor's kid out in Bellwood West, my little piece of heaven there.
They're now syndicated in 12 cities. 1911 on this date, a dispatcher at the New York Times sends a telegram around the world for the first time via commercial service. In other words, you had to do it through various means, but it took 16.5 minutes to get a telegram around the world in 1911.
That was viral.
Yeah.
For that time.
Yeah, it was cool. Professional football born on this date in 1920. Happened in Canton, Ohio, in a showroom of a car dealership where the seven guys met. The creation of the American Football Conference and the forerunner of the NFL. And that's why the Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio.
George Halas, I think, was part of that meeting. The guy that owned the Bears.
Jim Thorpe was also part of that meeting. Yeah, all-star. 79 years ago today, in 1940, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill paid tribute to the Royal Air Force, saying, and I quote, and it's a famous quote, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." The RAF held back the Nazi invasion of Britain from July through October. It was amazing.
They saved
that island.
They did. Amazing.
55 years ago in 64, LBJ signs a nearly $1 billion anti-poverty measure.
How'd that work out?
Well, there's no more poverty in this world.
Well, that's good.
Now, our song of the day. Songs of Summer Season. Summer of Love, 1967. Stevie Wonder actually co-wrote this with his mama. That's right. One of the great songs of summer and one of Stevie's best. From Hitsville, Detroit, I Was Made to Love Her. This is your timeline with Stevie Wonder.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high top shoes and shirts.
Hear that booming out of AM radio speakers?
Absolutely.
Oh,
out of my turquoise blue Volkswagen Bug AM only radio.
You know what they used to do at Motown? They used to mix the song and then go and play it through a small AM radio speaker to see how it sounded or it's going to sound. So, you know, they're doing it in the studio, but then they wanted to hear it on a small
speaker. I'd never heard that before. Yeah. That's a pretty good idea.
That's the way your audience is going
to
hear it.
Now we get them way too compressed because they want them to sound good on mobile devices and little speakers, like little crappy speakers, so the files come in really compressed.
About 15 years ago, I found out that Lexus, because my last station was an AM, it was that big signal, but it sounded like crap on Lexus cars because they put no money into the AM component on the sound options, so everything was like, geez.
Yeah, now kids never visit the AM side of the dial. 45 years ago in 1974, Nolan Ryan of the California Angels became the first major league pitcher to have a fastball clocked at 100 miles an hour, and he did it without steroids.
You know, Bob Feller of the Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
He was reportedly the first, but you know how they tested the speed?
No.
They had him throw against a motorcycle that was traveling 100 miles an hour.
You're kidding me.
No, there's pictures of that, and I'll look it up while you're...
Wow. No radar gun at the time. On this date 42 years ago, I love this story. You like these space things too, Jay. U.S. launched Voyager 2. Unmanned spacecraft carrying 12-inch gold-plated phonograph record, which scientists hoped that aliens would someday, you know, play and learn about Earth, had 55 languages, nature sounds, samples of music, including Mozart, Beethoven, Chuck Berry with Johnny B. Goode. Wow. I just love it. And then this, the Star Trek movie with Viger.
Yep.
I love that. On this date in 77, the same day, Best of My Love by the Emotions hits number one on the U.S. charts. It did not make the Voyager recording disc.
It made Kiss FM, though.
30 years ago, 1989, Jose Menendez and his wife Kitty shot to death by their loving sons, Eric and Lyle, in Beverly Hills. On this date, 23 years ago in 1996, President Clinton approved the first minimum wage increase in 5 years, raised it to... What you think in 96?
96, I'm going to guess $2.75 an hour.
$5.15 an hour then. It went up 90 cents. It's now, do you know what it is now?
$7.25
an hour. You are right. This is the day in 97 that Alabama dedicated a 50-mile stretch of I-65 from Montgomery to Georgiana, his boyhood home, for the memory of Hank Williams, renaming it the Hank Williams Memorial Lost Highway. On this date in 2012, Phyllis Diller died in her sleep at the age of 95.
I knew there was something about this date that gave me a pang.
2 years ago today in 2017, comedic legend Jerry Lewis died. He was 91. To his children, including beloved son Gary, he left a total of not one red cent.
Who was the person I just said looked like Phyllis Diller yesterday?
Courtney Cox.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go down that road again?
Yeah.
Buddy?
Buddy?
You challenging me?
Yeah, you'd be dancing in the dark, buddy. Andrew Garfield is 36. He is he aged out of his Spider-Man role. Got too old for it. Not a boy anymore. Singer Frank Durst from Limp Bizkit is 49. NBC Today Show weather guy Al Roker is 65. Before this current job, he was a weather guy in Cleveland at WKYC. The Gatlin brothers, Rudy Gatlin, is 67 today. Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin is 71. Connie Chung is how old today?
I'm going to guess 74.
I'm going to go with 71.
Jay?
69.
You just like that number. She's 73. And when I see her on Big Brother, she just does not appear to me as a 73-year-old
That's not
woman.
Connie Chung.
Oh, that's... Oh, no wonder.
That's Julie Chen.
Of course. That's why.
Oh, my God.
What an awful mistake.
What a catastrophe.
And let's see. Send apology email to Connie Chung.
Or maybe Julie Chen.
Or maybe the... Never mind. Asians everywhere.
I didn't hear that.
Rich.
It's turning red.
We are 10 days till Labor Day weekend. And when SEC football begins in just 11 days. 33 days till the first day of fall. Halloween in 72 days. Thanksgiving in 100 days. Sorry, Connie.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
High today around 96. Heat index near 105. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again. A couple on the strong side. Tonight's low 74. Better than normal chance of showers and storms tomorrow and Thursday. Still random. Low to mid 90s. And Friday and Saturday, the rain chances are actually up a notch. Right now this morning, 73 degrees. Calm winds, mostly clear skies. It's 6:39.
You heard my texting just now?
Yes, we heard the ding.
It was from Fun Size Jane, who says, apology accepted.
Oh, jeez. Julie Chen, by the way, 49 years old.
I'm so embarrassed. No wonder she doesn't look 73.
It's showtime.
She's going to get her big brother after me.
All right, we're going to be talking about that stuff.
Things that make you happy.
Yeah.
To lead a happier life.
Remember that old...
Your morning.
Yeah.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Researchers talked to 2,000 people who are either retired or approaching retirement age.
Yeah, and those people said that the top secrets to a long and happy life are being with someone who loves you, staying close with your family, and laughing every day.
Oh, all right, let's bring in 3-Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1, guys. Good morning.
Do we know anybody near retirement age? Or no?
Oh, no.
No. In fact, I'm here until...
Andrew.
I'm here till 2023, but... We can help people with the laughing part, right?
Every day.
Well, you're looking at me. I'm not really.
No, he says some funny things.
Oh, he just cracked a great joke.
He's reserved, but Jay says some funny things.
I think the thing that's missing from this list of the top things that we need for a long and happy life.
Breakfast.
Just don't talk food. I'm fasting this
before morning.
I'm getting it out of the way early.
I'm fasting.
He's fasting today.
She's the one who does it.
I'm sorry.
Now, he's fasting, so today I...
Ixnay on the...
Did a pickup breakfast for Jay and Emily.
Yeah.
Not that they're not worth cooking for.
Does that keep you happy?
Sounds like you're saying that.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that's missing from this list is adversity. You have to have adversity to appreciate everything else on the list.
Oh, sure.
At some point in your life, you got to get hit by a bus.
Or lightning.
You mean that figuratively, I hope?
Some literally, right? some figurative buses. Right.
Yes, of course. Oh, I don't mean, you know, hey, my life is incomplete. When is the 512 coming
right.
by?
I got to step into traffic.
No, seriously, because if you work yourself through a really tough situation, you'll be better for it then.
Oh, sure.
Like we need to snap to that one.
I mean...
Now, as you do get older, you'll find that a lot of this stuff is totally unnecessary, like regular exercise. And
well,
yeah, that's totally unnecessary.
Yeah. No, look, I'm losing weight. One of these days, I'm going to hear Ryan flatter me on how much weight I've lost.
Let's
I did when
see.
he got serious.
What day will that be?
Well, check the temperature in Hades, and if it's...
When was your retirement date?
Hey, number 7 on this list is... Uh-oh.
I thought that was Woody Woodpecker.
Some weird 30s villain next to me. Did you tie somebody to the railroad tracks?
I just get so cracked up by Ryan and Greg and their little, you know... The way they just butt heads all the time.
Love-hate relationship.
I love
no,
it so much.
There is no hate in the love-hate relationship. There's none.
I don't know. You don't hear Ryan in between the breaks.
Oh, yes, we do sometimes. We have a way of hearing
what
you
is,
guys.
What is,
whatever I say on air, I'll say to your face.
Well, I can can be there about 10 after 9 if you have a few things you want to get off your chest. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Meet him outside. Yeah.
If you show up over here, you better have breakfast.
That's a good one.
Let's see, is having friends on this list?
Say that will never happen.
Oh, dang.
No, but having pets is on there. What do you need a friend if you got a pet, right?
Why do you need a friend?
I'm going to change the subject.
HR involved.
You've
got to.
Pets teach us the most important lessons in life. That's why I truly believe there is a rainbow bridge. They are sent to us by God to teach us unconditional love, faithfulness, loyalty.
Have you met my cat, Loretta?
We're not talking about beasts and
beasts
and creatures that are evolutionary. Rejects.
Oh my
Evolutionary
God.
This show is about to be three men and a dog because I will leave.
Oh no.
Evolutionary
In other
rejects.
News,
you don't test a cat lady.
The claws are out.
Oh, my friend.
By the way, number nine. Having a job you love. And boy, I feel like we all luck out on that one, right?
Evolutionary rejects.
That's a solid one to wrap on.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, was it that time?
It is that time.
We were just getting started.
Yeah, it is that time.
Yeah,
a good one to wrap on because we're all getting a notice from HR after this.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
Maybe.
You guys have a great one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
If you want to hear more from Through It and Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Now, you know I am.
Evolutionary rejects.
I only said that for effect, and you know it.
You can't even look me in the eye.
No, because I'm busy studying Jack Ingram's signature used cars.
Whatever.
I don't have time for your nonsense.
My nonsense?
When I'm trying to get people interested in the fine selection of vehicles they have in a category of vehicles priced under $10,000. Now, look, I was talking with Tip Tames a couple of days ago. I'm thinking about, on that list we just went over, spending quality time with your kids is on the list. And I may just shoot down. In fact, I already was told yesterday, it was an order from Upper Level Mangelman, that I am taking time off after Labor Day. When are you back?
I'm back on the... wait a second. I am back in studio on the 4th? Yes, I'm back in studio on the 4th.
You'll be leading the show that day, then.
Will you not be here on the 4th?
Or the 5th, or the 6th.
Okay, 4th is a Wednesday.
Right.
So you're going to be gone? Okay.
By order of Upper Level Mangelman.
And then, Emily, you're gone on the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gone on the 9th?
Well, I'll be leaving on the morning of the 6th and then...
So you won't be here on the 6th, or you will be?
No, I'll be here till 9 on the 6th.
Okay. Yeah. So it'll just be two of us on the 6th. Gotcha. All right.
Well, we can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know why not.
Well, you were ordered to go away?
Yeah, and I had to do it by a certain date. But we don't need to get into all that. It's a thing.
Do they still have the red Jetta?
They sure do. Are you going to nickname this one Joan? Or?
No, you can't keep nicknaming the Jettas Joan.
Yeah, then they all...
Then they lose their... Yeah, then they become evolutionary rejects.
But there's a 2012 Volkswagen Jetta TDI.
Mm-hmm.
8654. This car has 94,000 miles on it. That means it's been babied.
And it's red.
It's
red hot. Like the temperature's outside.
And like everything else on the website at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, they've got dozens of photos. And you can see for yourself. It passes the eye test. Beautiful car, good vehicle history, but most importantly, the engine has been approved by the Ingram team of mechanics. Because they're tasked with one thing. Find a reason for this not to be on the lot. Because we don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. That's Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. We are five-time purchasers, so we are five times very, very happy customers. You can also shop by price, by category, or type of vehicle at jackingram.com at 648. Back to the traffic dungeon, and we'll spend some time on the cheap and trashy side of life next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the early morning traffic, and things still look good out on the roadways. We don't have any big hang-ups for you. There's no problems on the interstates. They're both up at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the boulevard looks good this morning. We do see quite a bit of traffic headed into the Air Force bases, so be careful around the base gates. And look out for school buses. They're still out picking up kids this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me. 221-2883.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Harriet 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Play my favorite radio station.
Good quality radio like this.
Happy National Radio Day.
Radio.
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 Transistor radio.
Invisible airways crackle with light.
Just listen to the DJs on the radio station.
Yeah, maybe turn the radio up.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy. I'm your cheap and trashy host, Greg Boudel. The Rock got married. This probably...
He did. I saw that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was seeing a woman.
12 years, 2 kids.
I know.
And she said, I got a rock.
But the radio rolled me. We should play that today because it's National Radio Day. Yeah, they've been together for a long time. I think it's about time they legitimized this thing. On the other hand, a relationship that no longer is, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx.
Never knew it was one.
Yeah.
I'll never... I don't know. How about 10 celebrities who were once homeless?
That's a lot.
When director James Cameron was writing The Terminator, he was barely making ends meet, even living in his car for a time. You may have heard this one before, Halle Berry's. When she first moved to New York to become an actress at the age of 21, she ran out of money. Her mother cut her off, so she stayed at an actual homeless shelter. And Dr. Phil, before he got successful with his incredibly annoying career, when he was 12, he was homeless and living in a car in Kansas City with his father, who was interning as a psychologist.
Wow.
Others who have struggled include Ella Fitzgerald, Jewel, Jennifer Lopez, Harry Houdini, Steve Harvey, Hillary Swank, and Drew Carey, among others who...
How about Cunny Chug?
Rich.
Now that I have offended everyone, including Jane.
This is a list we're going to... I'm going to post this on Facebook, but the sad part of this is that it's very true. 12 comedies that would never get made today.
Oh.
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, that's true.
Silver Streak.
I've never heard of that.
I saw that. I remember seeing that in the theater. It was on a winter day, mm-hmm. and we had like 2 feet of snow, and I think.
You was, and Shelley Scow?
No, I was married to Goya.
Oh, okay.
76. And we went to see it on this incredibly snowy night. And this, we laughed like crazy because Richard Pryor puts blackface on Gene Wilder in one scene of the movie because he's a wanted man and they're trying to smuggle him on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up doing this this very stereotypical black character, but there was no hatred in it. It wasn't intended to be demeaning. You know, it wasn't a minstrel show, for crying out loud. It was just the scene in the movie, and Richard Pryor was the guy making it happen. But
because it was Richard Pryor, see, that's it.
Yeah. Manhattan, Woody Allen movie. His character is in his 40s and has a 17-year-old girlfriend. That was a little bit too close to life.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, here's one, Porky's. In 1981.
I'm trying to remember what was the issue.
Well, the pivotal scene in that movie is a bunch of geeky, sex-crazed teenagers looking through a knothole watching girls shower.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think that was the main reason a lot of people went to see the movie. But I'll post the list a little bit. Life of Brian by Monty Python's on this list, too. Zapped, Mr. Mom... I remember seeing that, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. But back then, you know, a Mr. Mom was incredibly unique. Not so much today.
I haven't seen it in years, but it was a good plot.
And Heathers, I saw the movie with. He was in a lot of those movies. What's his name? The short
Christian Slater.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. What's That was a what they call a dark a black comedy.
Yeah. Except it involves kids that want to blow up their school. And today,
I love my dead gay son.
It happens too. Six 56. So glad you could join us for Rich's final show with us. Just kidding. Everybody that's called the show so far or texted me in anger is eligible.
We offended. We got the Asians. We got cats. We offended cats today.
Cats and cat owners. Not just on the radio, but on television as well.
I don't think the moose like us very well either.
If we I
certainly don't want to affect the ratings.
If we haven't. Offended you, just give us time. We'll get around to you.
Yep, we will.
At the end of the week, everybody that hates us is eligible for a really great grand prize drawing in which you can win, among other things, a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Woo!
Got some stuff in the works with Bob and the team, but...
Which team?
The team at Aloha House Battalion, which is the parent company to all the Baumhauers.
I got excited wrestlers. There. I thought you were talking about all hail Coach Saban.
He could probably make that happen for us.
I would die.
Would you?
I mean, I met him once a long
Note
time
to
ago.
Self, call Bob Baumhauer. I haven't actually talked to Bob in a long time. You know, we used to have him on the show a lot, but, you know, life gets busy, and he's in the process of bringing a couple of his kids into the operation of the whole company because he wants to dial it back a little bit.
I can understand that.
Yep. But we got to get him on one of these mornings, especially before the season starts.
I would love it.
And he knows Emily. By the way, we will be at Baumhauer's Victory Grill after happy hour tomorrow afternoon, as we are every Wednesday. We hope to come and join us. We really look forward. It's a great chance to meet you and and say thanks for listening. At 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, we have Fox News in just a moment, and then next hour we'll have Random Facts. Jay will follow Random Facts with a pop quiz. That'll be worth $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. We'll go over those specials with you a little bit later.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the early morning traffic, and things still look good out on the roadways. We don't have any big hang-ups for you. There's no problems on the interstates. They're both up at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the boulevard looks good this morning. We do see quite a bit of traffic headed into the Air Force bases, so be careful around the base gates. And look out for school buses. They're still out picking up kids this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she has